shout a loud hallelujah. May the Lord God bless you real good. He brought you here to bless your life. May the Lord God bless. Turn to somebody and say it loud. May the Lord God bless you real good. Real good. Turn to another person and shout it loud. Real good. Real good. Turn to another person and shout it loud. Real good. Real good. May the Lord. Now pray for yourself now. Pray for yourself now. Real good. Real good. Real good. Brought me here to bless my life. May the Lord God bless me. Raise up your right hand to the heavenlies and declare this louder than anyone around you. Say, my Father, let my portions come from heaven. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and ask for your own portion. Let my portion come from heaven. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, my Father, show me mercy. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and ask for his mercy too. In Jesus' name we pray. Now say this with holy anger. Every strange garment in my body. Your voice is not loud enough. Your voice is still not loud enough. Fall away in the name of Jesus. Deal with these strange garments. Fall away in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You are the Lord, that is your name. You will never share your glory with anyone. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. You are. You will never share your glory with anyone. You will never share your glory with anybody. You are the Lord. You are. You are the Lord. Hallelujah. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, We give glory to the Lord, He reigns. We give glory to the Lord, He reigns. He reigns, He reigns, He reigns. We give glory to the Lord, He reigns. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, He reigns. Hallelujah, we give. Hallelujah, He reigns. Onye nwe ya na mekele gị. Ebi mara tu faramo. Onye nwe ya na mekele gị. Ebi mara tu faramo. Onye nwe ya na mekele gị. Ebi mara tu faramo. Onye nwe ya na mekele gị. You will never share your glory with anyone. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is, you are the Lord. Hallelujah, you will never say. You are the Lord. Hallelujah. You will never share your glory. John. You are the Lord, that is your name. You will never share your glory with anyone. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your. You are the Lord. Oh, yes, sir. I want you, I shall go long. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Victoria, Wagbeke, Wale, O Jesus, Awaju, Ashegulo, I love God, your name, every day. every day, every day. Your name is the same. Complete, complete, complete in Him. I'm complete in Him. Complete, complete, complete in Him. I am complete. Sing it loud and clear, beloved. Hallelujah. Oh yes. Oh yes. Hallelujah. John, 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 John. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. Oh, I am completed. Oh, yes, complete. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, complete. Hallelujah. John, 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 John. Send that fire. The Holy Ghost fire. Send the fire. Send the fire. Send the fire. Holy Ghost fire. Send the fire. Fire burning in my soul. Holy Ghost on fire. Holy Ghost on fire. Mighty Ghost on fire. Fire burning. Fire burning in my soul. Fire burning in my soul. Holy Ghost on fire. John, John, I've been to Calvary. I dip my hands in the blood of the Lamb. I drink the blood of Jesus. My life has been made. I've been to Calvary. I've been to Calvary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my life has been, my life has been made whole, my life has been made whole, my life has been made whole, my life has been made whole. Oh, when a hand came up, you can make water. Oh, where they have King Gapo, you can make water. I will name my Hallelujah. Yes. Father, we thank you for a time like this. And we praise the holy name for your mighty hand of power and strength. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, this morning, Open our understanding. Lay your hands upon us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. You are all warmly welcome to another school on Sunday. We have literally thousands of questions here, but we'll see the few we can answer. And like I've been saying, we shall devote one Sunday to look at most of these questions that are here that we cannot reach. This person wants, is asking the question, he wants a copy of the CD of the praise worship sessions. I'm happy to inform you that we are working on making those CDs available. So you can play it in your car, play it at home. I have a friend that carries a mark on his body, tattoos. Now he's born again and he has accepted Jesus. Does this tattoo mark disqualify him from being a Christian? Is it good for Christians to tattoo their body? The Bible makes it very clear to us that we should not make marks on our skin. We should not cut our skin or tattoo our skin or make any mark on our skin. The tattoo on the skin does not disqualify him from making heaven, but for his own sake and for the sake of his total deliverance, he must find a way of taking them out. It can be taken out if it's tattoo. But if they have put incision on your body already, then there's a problem here. God will help you. Be anointing it regularly. It may disappear one day. But these things are covenant materials, and we have to be very, very careful. Is it good for a Christian to be drinking alcohol? What is the answer to that one? No. No. God uniformly banned all his servants from drinking. So if you are a servant of God, you don't drink. It is likely that the sons of Aaron that died, that God killed because they lighted strange fire, it is likely that they were drunk and they didn't know what they were doing. Because these are things they've been doing day in, day out. But maybe they were drunk and they began to mess up and God killed them right there. Likewise, as Christians, we do not offer people alcohol. As Christians, you should not have alcohol in your fridge for your friends. As a born-again Christian who wants to make heaven, you should not have friends who will be asking you to be serving alcohol. Neither should you have a hidden bottle of hot gin under your bed that you are sipping small. So that your case will not become like the case of that sister. They hid a bottle of hot gin under the bed. Every night before herself and her husband will go to bed, they take a small shot of the alcohol. What she did not know that after she has slept, the man goes back to the bottle and drinks more. So she now noticed that this alcohol level is going down. She now began to mark the bottle to know where they got to. The man will still drink the alcohol and put a new mark there. So madam was not sure which mark she's looking at now. Until the man now became a deacon in the church, now became a total drunkard. Alcohol is dangerous. The armed robber will say your money or your life sometimes. Alcohol will say your money and your life. So be careful. Whether it's wedding, engagement, we do not supply alcohol. We do not supply alcohol. If they give you the list of wedding materials to bring and they put alcohol, give them non-alcoholic wine or give them malt drink or soft drink. They wrote shenaps, cancel the shenaps. Give them something else. If they write any other demonic material, exchange with something else. They write cola nut, give them biscuits. If they refuse to agree, beg them. Give them money instead. We have to be very careful as Christians. The Bible says, woe unto him that giveth his neighbor's drink. Is it a good thing for a Christian brother to use his pastor and the wife of his pastor as bridegroom parents while his or her parents are alive and is claiming that the parents are witches? No. Whether they are witches or wizards, they were the ones that gave birth to you. They have to come and hand you over that day. You see, the trouble is this. If you are attacked, you are suffering from spiritual attack, your major concern is not who attacked me.
No. Your major concern is, why did the attack prosper? That's your major concern. Because the Bible says, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. But if they are touching you and they are harming you, it is you who should check yourself. No matter how mad a mosquito or housefly is, they don't play on the surface of hot iron. They run away. The fact that they are firing arrows is entering to you. They are attacking you, it is prospering. The fault is yours. That's the thing. The facility to defend yourself, the Bible has given it to you. So it's not an excuse what the person said. Someone told me that the King James Version is the only version of the Bible that should be read, because other versions have been adulterated. You can read any version of the Bible as far as you are blessed with whatever version you are reading. If you don't understand the English in King James, and you understand another English better, buy the one you understand. Somebody is raising questions about exit from prayer city after the programs. We are looking seriously at this situation. And we have put structures in place now, after about 4 months of experiments, to now know what to do and how to evacuate the prayer city on time. Amen. Praise the Lord. God called me as an evangelist since March 2011. In the year 2012, God said I should stop eating normal food except bread and water. Because each time I try to eat any other food, I fall spiritually. What can I do, sir? Please come and see us so that we can know whether God told you to eat bread and water all the days of your life when you have not offended heaven. If you are the one who wants to find out whether you could be selling leggings, so you want to know whether you should be selling them, see us after the service. We shall tell you other things you can sell and make profit. If you are the one who said, I prayed the prayer of last Sunday and I saw 2 rings in my fingers, a crown in my head, lipstick and pancake on my face, dark rope on my waist, please see us. There's a problem. After listening to the sermon Tragedy of Lies, I want to ask this question. I want to travel abroad, but I don't want to tell anybody about it, and I don't want to tell lies. I don't want my siblings to know, because the last time they knew, I started hearing voices that if I go, I will die. What do I do, sir? Do you have to tell anybody you are traveling if you are an adult? Just go. For those who want to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, in fact, we have a group now. And we have a program. It is called the Pentecostal Hour. That Pentecostal Hour takes place on Friday 5 to 8. And we'll be announcing to you all the Fridays that it will take place. So if you want the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire, you come to the Pentecostal Hour from 5 to 8 on the particular Friday. Is divorce a sin? The Bible says God hates separation. Can a divorced person or divorcee make heaven? You need to go and seek for marriage counseling to know on what ground you say you divorced. But God hates separation. God hates divorce. And you've gathered people together already. They have witnessed the wedding. And you have made a vow before God. And you were not drunk or crazy when you were making that. They ask you that day and they ask her, will you take this one? Liar, cheat, insultive, rude, angry, no respect, as your wedded wife to love and to cherish, and you open your mouth, you say, I be. After you've said that word, and with the warning the minister will have read to you, that this thing that you are doing, say, I hope your head is correct. That's what they read in that place. The English may be Shakespearean English, but they are really telling you in plain English language that I hope your head is correct as you have come here. So make up your mind now, once you've done that, to now want to break it. It will be necessary for you to gather those people back again before whom you made a vow and before God. So this is why God hates divorce. But the Bible says, if one party decides to go, say if the woman decides to go, then the man should go and see his pastors Then they will advise him. Since he wasn't the one who wanted to break, the woman broke. Or the woman does not want to break, the man wants to break. Or the man wants to go, the woman doesn't want to go. They need to go and see a minister who will advise them further on what to do. Praise the Lord. Is it right for pastors to take ashebi for their children's wedding? Costing 40,000 to 50,000. Well, I thank God I'm not that pastor. I don't know who the pastor is, but it is wrong. You do not have to waste money carrying out a wedding ceremony. You will need that money after the wedding. It's not good to wed and after the wedding, the video man, the caterer is running after you looking for money. It's not good that you say you are an honeymoon, but you switch off your phone because you have old people. So please, try understand that one. Me, I only invited 9 people to my wedding. 9. I did not cook 1 grain of rice. So those who came to the reception, they knew that I will not cook. So they brought their own food. So I didn't spend 1 kobo to cook for anybody. And so at the reception, they dealt with me too. They didn't serve me because I didn't cook. Well, I was not worried because I didn't. Please, sir, I don't know why. Anytime I pray seriously and I read my Bible at midnight, I find it difficult to sleep. What could be the cause, sir? Continue the reading. Continue the prayer. You will fall asleep. Sir, if abortion is sin, what then is family planning? Are there not ways of preventing or controlling childbirth? Family planning is not sin, depending on which method you use. The family planning method that is bad is the one that allows the baby to form and then removes the baby. The family plan that is good is the one that does not allow the baby to form. So there are 2 kinds of family planning. Find out which one that is correct for you to use. Anyone that allows fertilization to take place and then get rid of the embryo is wrong. But the one that prevents it from happening is good. It is good to do family planning than to be a principal in the school of poverty. Anytime I want to do my quiet time, I sleep off. Go for deliverance. I went for a wedding in one church. In the church, the ladies were screaming. They were shouting. They were dancing and pinging on their BlackBerry. Is this right? God have mercy. We should be able to make a difference between a church that has closed a service and people are going home and a nightclub that has just closed. We should make a difference. We should be able to say, this is a church, this is not a nightclub. Is it right to give my tithes to widows instead of bringing it to church? The Bible said, bring all the tithes to my house. It didn't say to widows. Take it to the house of God. The house of God will now decide what to do with it. I think we have to stop here for now. There's plenty more questions to answer. Wearing of 12 inches high heel shoes to church. Is it biblical? I recommend that you make it 24 inch so that when you somersault, somebody will be able to help you more. And then whether you put yourself a 12 inch, 13 inch, 14 inch, 24 inch high heel and you are competing with it, you cannot change your height. By the time you take it off, you come back to your correct height. Praise the Lord. We should not copy the fashion of the world, because the fashion of the world is going away. And then if an emergency arises and you have to run, let's see how much running you can do on those high heel shoes. Which some people will get home and they'll be mopping their ankle with hot water. Punishment. Unnecessary. Rise up on your feet again, beloved. And raise up your 2 hands to the heavens and pick any song of praises in your mouth and sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Kings. Amen. I wanted to walk up to 7 persons and issue this fire prophecy upon their lives. Tell the person loud and clear that wherever you go this year,
darkness shall flee. In the name of Jesus. Say it to seven persons.
Now with faith in your heart, hear a prophet unto three people again. Say, my friend, all the powers assigned to hijack your breakthrough shall die. In the name of Jesus. Three persons. Shout it loud, hallelujah. Have your seat, God bless you. Now listen to me very carefully as I share an important key with you. Today's teaching is the awesome power. The awesome power of midnight prayers. The awesome power of midnight prayers. Sisters, what did I say? Brothers, can I hear you sounding like evangelists? The awesome power of midnight prayers. Please listen to me very carefully. The word midnight occurs 14 times in scripture. Each time it occurred, something strange, big, is attached to it. The word midnight occurs 14 times in scripture. And each of the appearances, something attached to it. David was the first person in the Bible who started getting up at midnight to pray. Getting up at midnight to pray. David. In Psalm 119, verse 62. Psalm 119, verse 62. If you are there, say yes. You see, spiritual things are operated with keys. It's not so much as working hard, working and working. Key, there are keys. You will see the testimonies that will come out of this message. Because it's a key that many people don't know about or they hardly use. Psalm 119, verse 62. Are we there? Can we all read it together? Now let's go. At midnight. Can you shout it again? Can you read it again? Good. The second point you must understand is that God did almost everything important at midnight. Midnight. Practically everything important that the Almighty did. Midnight. 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 Every time the apostles were locked up in prison, it took night prayers to break open their prison houses. Night prayers. Remember the war that brought down Saddam. Remember the war that brought down Gaddafi. They were basically wars by night. It's in the night the plane to bomb will arrive and begin to bomb. Why are they choosing the night? So physical people know that night warfare is very, very effective. That's why if sleep is still caging, you need prayer. Serious one. The ones that brought down those two strong men, they were night warfares. Night warfares are extremely effective. I see somebody here today. By the time you start your night warfare, everything you have lost for years, you shall mysteriously recover them. That amen is too weak. That amen is still weak. In 2 Kings chapter 8, you can read 2 Kings chapter 8 when you get home. And read 1 Samuel 4:2 when you get home to save us time. Anyway, in those scriptures, you will see the effectiveness of night warfare. How people practice this night warfare and what happened as a result of this night warfare. When you get home, study them. Or if you want to make it more effective, have a good concordance. to open to the word night, and read it, you'll find some interesting things. So, the bottom line, night warfare are effective. Because none likes to be awake at night. People prefer to sleep. After working during the day, the tendency is that people normally like to rest at night. That's why all the workers of evil, they pick the night hour. If you too must defeat your enemies who operate in covens at night, you must learn how to wake up at night and pray through. Sometimes it is in the morning after they have concluded their affairs, we start praying. Whereas if we rise up in the night and utter decrees at that moment that they are having their covenant meeting, there will be pandemonium in that meeting. There will be riot in that meeting. The meeting will scatter to pieces if we rise up at that hour. But most of us sleep off. They plan everything. They have concluded it. Then we wake up in the morning. Hey, I had a dream. I cancel it. I cancel it in the name of Jesus. Sometimes what we do is medicine after death. This is tying us back to our last week message on laziness. Laziness. From 1974, I trained myself to sleep for 4 hours. 4 hours. Once 4 hours is over, my eyes will pop open. 4 hours. And my 4 hours is better than the 10 hours some people sleep. This is a very serious matter. If you must survive in the midst of the war that we face. Jesus himself laid examples for us. In Luke chapter 6, verse 12. Luke 6:12. If you are there, say yes. Sisters, open to that place. Luke 6:12. Can we read together, everybody? Let's go. If there is somebody who did not need to pray, it's Jesus. But here you find. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. If Jesus had to pray, how about you? How about me? In this Luke chapter 6 verse 12, after Jesus had finished this vigil, look at it from verse 13. Jesus left the vigil, and then after that vigil, he preached the most powerful sermon ever delivered on earth. In that same Luke chapter 6, Bible teachers call it Sermon on the Mount. All the blessed are they that hunger, blessed are they, blessed is it. All those, the sermon was preached after a night vigil. It took an all-night prayer to produce such results. Beloved, whether we like it or not, we have a marching order if we must prevail. We have a marching order if we must prevail. If you are still here today and 12 midnight, hey, you are watching Nollywood. Nollywood. You want power, you are watching Nollywood 12 midnight. You want power, you are on the internet 12 midnight. We are wasting time. Our marching order is in Lamentations chapter 2, verse 19. Those of you here who have made television your Lord and Master, you better change quickly. The enemies of our soul do not watch television. They don't go on sabbatical. They don't take study leave. They don't go on vacation. In Lamentations chapter 2, verse 19, this is our marching order. Arise! Cry out when? Maybe you are not there yet. Lamentations 2:19. If you are there, say yes. Because I want us to shout it out. Are we ready now? Let's go. Arise, he says, cry out when? The night. Tonight, in Exodus 11:4. Exodus 11:4. And Moses said, thus said the Lord, about midnight will I go out into the midst of Egypt. Midnight. Midnight. Exodus 12:29. Exodus 12:29. And it came to pass that at midnight, are you noticing what I'm reading to you? At midnight, the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt. At midnight. Beloved, midnight prayer is the surest arena for breaking satanic bondages and limitations. The midnight is the time for spiritual baton change. The midnight is the time of dark meeting initiation. The midnight is a time when all the evil that have worked in the day are handing over to the workers of the night. They are handing over to the night workers. It is a time when evil changes shifts. The midnight is a covenant time for coven gathering. I pray for somebody here. May any coven gathering against you at midnight be scattered. The ones that will gather tonight shall be scattered. The ones that will gather after tonight shall be scattered. Light your amen, roar like thunder. The midnight is the time they write handing over notes. So this is how far we have destroyed so person in the day. You are the night workers. Take over from where we left. The night time is a time of the unexpected. So the enemy uses this to launch surprising attacks. The midnight is a time of intensive spiritual traffic, both for angels and for demons. It's a time of intense darkness, a time of wicked attacks. Therefore, midnight prayer is essential. There is no evil power that can resist the power of persistent and prolonged midnight prayers. Even if it's just for 10 minutes, it doesn't have to be long. You say 12 midnight, you start. And by 12:15, you are through. It's okay. It's okay. As far as it is consistent. 12 to 12:30. It's okay. As far as it's consistent. Maybe you went and slept at 9 o'clock. You leave your alarm clock on. 12 midnight, it drinks. You get up. 10 minutes of aggressive prayer. Go back to sleep. It's okay. As far as it's consistent. There are levels you cannot achieve in the spiritual realm until you get involved in midnight prayers. The truth, which I must tell you, there is no man who gets any serious power from God is always after midnight. That's why one man of God wrote a book many years ago. He calls the book Born After Midnight. And the meat of that book, that all the good things that God does for people, the visitation, the power, they all come after midnight. There are levels of revelation that you can never attain without prolonged midnight prayer. There are some satanic entities, thrones, kingdoms, chains, fetters that you can never dismantle without midnight prayer. Jesus said, will the Lord not speedily answer his saints who cry unto him day and night? There are some prayers that cannot be prayed in the day. There are day prayers, there are night prayers. So night time is the best battle time. Night time is that time where there is high level of witchcraft activities. High level of demonic activities. The night time is when they begin to cause pain, sorrow, affliction, torment, bruising people, harassing people, manipulating people. It's all in the night. No wonder Jesus also said, while men slept, his enemies came. This is part of the reason why God runs a school at night. If you read Job 33, God runs a school at night. teaches people to at night. It opens people's understanding in their dreams at night. Midnight is a time when God begins to do supernatural things. Great breakthroughs occur when we praise and pray at midnight. For the kingdom of darkness, the night time is a conference time. It is when they need to submit their report, to re-strategize, to review what they've done, and to be reassigned to other duties. It's time they come to renew covenant curses and to energize evil sacrifices. The strategy is this. As they are meeting to determine your own fate, you can go on midnight riot and determine their own fate. That's the thing. You can use your weapon of prayer to scatter their meeting and render them helpless and powerless. Is there anyone here this morning and you are ready to penetrate into the kingdom of darkness and pull down the walls of principalities and powers? You need midnight prayer. Is there anybody here this morning? You want to overcome the battle before the battle even begins? You need the midnight prayers. Is there anybody here this morning? You are fed up with your present state. You need the midnight prayers. Is there anybody here who want to obtain all the resources of heaven? You need the midnight prayers. One angel, just one angel, at night, destroyed 185,000 soldiers of Sennacherib. Meaning that you can destroy all your enemies in one night. High time is a time of victory. It's a time to tame the wild lion and the beast. What those enemies are doing in their covens, you can do much more at the throne of grace at midnight. Midnight prayers attract angelic presence, and it will tame all the wild lions assigned against you. This is why, this morning, they have given you a piece of paper. A piece of paper. Which you start tonight. Even if it's 10 minutes. 12 midnight, start. 12, 15, 12, 30. It's okay. And keep using that paper. If you practice it for a week, you see what will happen. And it's what will take place. This is a serious matter. And this is what I'm bringing to your attention. Then this morning, they read to us from Acts of Apostles. Let's go there. Acts of Apostles, chapter 16. Chapter 16. From verse 22. Acts 16, 22. If you are there, say yes. And the multitude rose up together against them. And the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. So they tore their clothes and asked them to be beaten. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, many stripes, they cannot even count. The Jews only give about 39 strokes of cane. This one, many. Can't count again. They cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at what time? What time, beloved? And at midnight. Why did those men decide to keep quiet? They were watching them. 8 o'clock. They didn't take any action. 9. No action taken. 11. No action taken. 11:30. No action taken. But 12:09. They started. Those men understood warfare. They knew what they wanted to do. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them, meaning that they were not quiet about it. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prisons were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were open. Everyone's bands were loose. Everyone's band, armed robber, unarmed robber, rapist, drug addict, everyone's bands. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing the prisoners had fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, "Do thyself no harm. We are all here." An earthquake was released at midnight. At midnight. If God had informed Paul and Silas that he had a plan that he would allow them to be turned naked, beaten up, and thrown into jail, they would have wondered. God's plans allow the enemies to be so foolish to arrest these two innocent men of God and put them in the inner prison. But by the time this man exploded from the nucleus of that prison, the effect was total and devastating. At midnight, they raised their voices in praise and prayer. When they started the song, I'm sure the older prisoners who were there, they would have been mocking them. So, when they shared daily, they just brought in this one. They don't worry. They will soon get tired. But as they sang, the prison began to dance to their music. And there was an earthquake that shook the prison to its ancient foundation. Then there was collective and individual deliverance. If the door is open and the men are still in bondage, it's like nothing has been done. If the man in the house is chained, but the doors are open, his freedom also is limited. God knew that the opening of the gates was not going to be enough. It was going to be useless unless the personal prisons of the prisoners were broken too. So there was personal deliverance. There was collective deliverance. The deliverance of Paul and Silas brought about the deliverance of others. I'm praying for somebody here. May you be instrument of deliverance unto others. Listen carefully before we begin to pray. I've already described to you your assignment. That prayer paper is in your hand. Tonight, 12 midnight, you wake up. 12 to 12:15, it's okay. 12 to 12:30, it's okay. But do it consistently. Listen carefully. So many people's destinies are tied to yours. You may not agree, but it's true. Many people's breakthrough, they are tied to you. Many people's deliverance depends on your own deliverance. Your painful cries and prayers at midnight will not only deliver you, but will extend this deliverance to others who are waiting for you to be delivered, for them to be delivered. The foundation of many prisons is strong. The foundation of many bondages, particularly for the black man, is very strong. It will take an earthquake from God to shake them. The purpose of midnight prayer is to provoke that earthquake of deliverance so that you can move God to destroy the roots of whatever you are facing. So when you need the earthquake of deliverance, what you need is the power of the midnight prayers. This morning, we need to cry to the Lord. The Bible says, the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. There's one requirement the Lord wants from you this morning. Righteousness. Righteousness. So that prayer can avail much. So whatever trouble you are facing, if you start a consistent midnight battle against them, as a matter of necessity, the earthquake of deliverance will be released and the problem will bow. Rise up on your feet now. Rise up on your feet now. All eyes closed. But you see, if you are here this morning and you are not born again, you've not surrendered your life to Jesus, do so very quickly now by saying what I'm going to say after. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you say that short prayer with me, immediately we close. Just find a way to the altar here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can you say this loud and clear? As a result of what I've told you here today, say, ancient prison door in my family life. Somebody needs to shout this loud. Your voice is not loud enough. Your voice is still not loud enough. Break! In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Please don't joke with this next prayer. Say, pass! Bewitching my photograph against me. Can you shout this loud? The reason I ask you to pray this prayer is because some photographs are in the hands of the enemy to use. Can you shout this loud? Shout it again. Your time is up. Down. In the name of Jesus. Somebody's broken through already.
Released,
in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. I'll have five persons here. There's some strange object in your body. After this prayer now, these strange things will vanish. Then, once you check it, that it's vanished, run quickly to the altar here. Don't let the enemy put it back. Father, it is written, you yourself bore our infirmities and took away our sicknesses. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and by your stripes we are healed. I stand there as your servant, and I declare under the mandate of Calvary, you strange objects in the body, hear the word of the Lord. It is written, as soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their close places. You, the stranger in the body, I bind you and I cast you out. In the name of Jesus. Check it out. Check it now. Check it. There are five of you. Five of you. Check it out. Once you can't find it anymore, run quickly to the altar here. Five of you. You will declare this louder than anyone around you. Collective captivity. Is that the loudest you can shout it? Your voice is not loud enough. Your voice is still not loud enough. Scatter! In the name of Jesus. That's the power of God. Yes. Jesus' name we pray. There are several other persons. You have been caged by the powers we call marine bankers. Your money is there. Your husband is there. Children are there. They have hidden so many things from you. I'm just going to count seven from here. And then the volcanic fire of the Holy Ghost will fall upon you. And the yoke of that water power will be broken completely. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. every witchcraft sponsored infirmity. Clear away now. In the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. You will now shout this louder than anyone here. Earthquake of the Lord's deliverer. Can you shout it loud? Earthquake. Your voice is not loud enough. Shout it louder. Fight for me now. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for the touch of your power. All the agents of the enemy you have seen today, you shall see them no more. I cover your miracles, your testimonies with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Now we enter into another realm of prayer. Please don't joke with this realm of prayer as we start now. Powers! Cutting holes in my pocket. Can you shout this loud? Death! In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Powers! Cutting holes in my pocket. Your time is up now. Jesus, then we pray. Father, at my count of seven here, let anyone in this service who is under the yoke of village witchcraft be released instantly. For it is written, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, that every enemy that comes against us must flee from before our face. They come against us one way, they shall flee in seven ways. Father, as I count seven from me, anyone, no matter where they are, whether inside this auditorium or outside, and they have been harassed, tormented, punished by village witchcraft, let your power fall upon such people and let them be completely delivered. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you, Lord. 5, 6, 7. Let the chains be broken. Let the chains be broken. Thank you, Jesus. Father, as your people go into this month of March, give them uncommon power to march forward. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that it will be me, bless you, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name.
He has done great things.
He has done great things.
Hallelujah.
He has done great.
Sing it again loud and clear.
He has done great things.
Bless him. He has done great things.
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 One more time, sing it loud and clear.
He has done great things.
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 Bless the Lord blesses you from Zion and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Your life shall be a massive testimony. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. The Spirit of Jehovah will overshadow you. Is well with you. Go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us share the grace and fellowship.